everyone. It's 10 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Mark A. Cadiz here at our East York studios. Weather-wise, folks, it's a clear one today. We currently sit at 4 degrees with a high of 10 later this afternoon. The clouds will roll in later on tonight, bringing a chance of showers with a temperature dropping to 3 degrees. And now for our top story. The two accused of plotting an attack on a Villarreal passenger train appeared in a Toronto court yesterday. Shahib Essinghaier of Montreal and Raid Jasser are facing several charges of conspiracy to commit murder for the benefit of a terrorist group. The men were under surveillance for about a year before they were arrested last Monday. Both have been accused of having ties with Al-Qaeda, apparently receiving advice from a member based in Iran. Both will remain in custody till they return to court on May 23rd. In other news, TTC Chair Councillor Karen Stintz is at it again with Mayor Rob Ford. Stintz is looking for revenue alternatives to improve public transit, while Mayor Rob Ford and his executive committee refuse any tax plans for transit expansion. It's been an ongoing bickering battle between the two ever since Mayor Ford became mayor, and tensions remain high. At a nearby station, commuters have a big decision to make. Pape Station is now asking riders to take a survey online to see if they can close down the station to speed up construction, which started back in 2009. Observer Radio News' Radina Vancheva reports on the alternatives riders have.
Construction at Pape feels like it's been going on forever. The renovation started since 2009, but currently fell behind schedule. Now the TTC wants to speed things up by proposing a survey asking users how best to proceed. TTC claims that shutting down will save time by at least 3 months of the renovations. TTC spokesperson Devin Horn said if Pape closes, the project will be finished by September of this year. Originally, it's supposed to be completed by Christmas.
We're hoping to speed up the construction, and one of the ways to speed up construction is to close down so that they can get some of that work done. That's difficult to do when the station is in operation.
For businesses around the area, however, the idea would mean loss of profits and headache. The manager at the Palace restaurant, John Hadzis, located directly across from Pape, said closure will have huge impact on his business.
We have a lot of people that come from the subway. They close it down. People will be getting off at Chester or other stations. They won't pass through the area here. They've already been working on it 3 years. How much of a difference is it really going to make?
According to Horn, renovations took longer because of unexpected conditions along the way, such as discovering oil and salt in the soils, which took time to fix. The survey closes tomorrow. Radina Vancheva, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Now, moving on to sports. The Leafs faced the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, losing 5-2. It was supposed to be an easy one for the hometown Leafs, but they couldn't hack it down the stretch. They outshot the Lightning 28-26 in a losing effort. The Lightning's Martin St-Louis was brilliant, scoring a hat trick, which put him in the lead in the scoring race. The Leafs currently sit fifth in the Eastern Conference and guaranteed a playoff spot. After a 9-year drought, it's about time. In baseball, the Jays also played yesterday in a game that went to the 11th inning. Playing against the Baltimore Orioles, they came out on top with a 6-5 win, avoiding a dreadful 3-game sweep. And that's all for sports, and now for the buzz in entertainment. The lovely Gwyneth Paltrow clinches the Most Beautiful Woman world title by People magazine. The 40-year-old Oscar winner graces the cover, which hits newsstands today. The rebranded Paltrow is now focusing on her cookbooks and upscale lifestyle blog, Goop. Ironically, Star magazine votes for the most annoying and hated celebrity. I guess she's stepped on one too many toes in Tinseltown. And it wouldn't be Hollywood without the drama, I guess. Well, that's all from me for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.